Welcome to Bible Greek VPod. This is practice session for Chapter 8, Personal Pronouns. In this session, we will review the translation exercises and start with the first exercise, John chapter 6, verse 51. The first word is the personal pronoun, ego. The first person singular pronoun, I. The second word is the verb for this phrase, the I-me verb, a present indicative, first person singular, I am. The two together, the personal pronoun with the first person singular verb, forms the I am. That construction is emphatic, and you could translate it, I am, and it's very common with Jesus in the Gospels. I am the bread, the living one. The next word is the definite article, nominative masculine singular with the autos or artos, the bread. The next word is, again, the definite article, and it is placed with a participle. Now, you have not had the participles yet, so don't worry about it. I'm giving you the word the living there. And so, literally, it says, I am the bread, the living one. Smoothed out, you could say, I am the living bread. Move down to exercise 2. This exercise is John 8:23. Again, the phrase starts with a personal pronoun, the ego, the personal pronoun first person singular, I. The next word is a negative particle, not. Then we have the verb of the phrase. Again, the I-me verb, present indicative, first person singular, I am. And it is again that same construction that we have for Jesus, that Jesus uses a lot for himself, I am, which serves as emphatic. Now, some people will say this is a term that emphasizes his Old Testament name, Yahweh. But in general, that is an emphatic usage, and Jesus seems to highlight the fact by using that is that I am the ever-existing one. So, I am. Then the next word is the preposition ek, from. The next word is the definite article with the noun, a genitive or ablative, masculine singular, kosmos, from the world. And then the last word, you have not had this yet, so I've given you the word is this. It's demonstrative pronoun, this. Literally, it says, I, not, I am, from the world, this. Smoothed out, I am not from this world. Or, I am not from this world. Move down to exercise 3. Exercise 3 is a phrase from John chapter 8, verse 58. Notice in these examples, I'm giving you some really big meat. And the first first example, John 6, 51, I am the living bread. The next example, John 8, 23, I am not from this world. These are really, Jesus, this you could preach this. This is good stuff. Speaking of Jesus, who is Christ? And that's what these verses are giving you. So, exercise 3. The first word you don't know yet. It's an adverb meaning before. Prin, before. The next word is Abraham. It's a proper name. It's just comes from the Hebrew. And it's just transliterated, Abraham. The next word is a verb. You have not learned that yet, so I've given that to you, and it's the word is was. It's actually what is called in the Greek an aorist, middle deponent infinitive. It's a verbal noun. The next word is the personal pronoun ego. Again, the first person singular pronoun, I. And again, look how repeatable this is, the I, me. The verb is a present indicative first person singular, I am. And literally it says, before Abraham was, I am. See, it speaks of his ever existence. Move down to exercise 4. This is also from chapter 8 of John, verse 12. Again, the personal pronoun, I. It's a first person singular. And again, the verb, present indicative first person singular, I am, a me. Then the noun has a definite article with the noun nominative neuter singular, the light. The next would be the definite article with the cosmo again. The genitive or ablative masculine singular of the world. Literally it says, I am the light of the world. So smoothing that out, I am the light of the world. Exercise 5. Here we have a phrase from John chapter 14, verse 20. Again, it starts out with a personal pronoun, first person singular, I, ego, and then the preposition in, which is in. Then there is the definite article with the dative masculine singular noun. Now, you have not had this word, but it's the word for father. So I've given you the word. To patri. The next word is a personal pronoun moo. Moo. The personal pronoun genitive or ablative first person singular. Of me. Of or from me. The next word is the conjunction and, kai. And then another personal pronoun, humis, humis. See the hard breath accent on the beginning letter there, humis. Personal pronoun, nominative, second, plural, you. Then we have another preposition, in, and then another personal pronoun, imoi, imoi. That's the personal pronoun, dative, locative, or instrumental, first person singular, me. Then another conjunction. You have not had this conjunction, so I'm giving it to you. But you can see the kego, kind of you can see it's a combination of and I, kai and ego, all in one. Isn't that neat? Then the next word is a preposition again, in. And then finally, the personal pronoun, humin. Personal pronoun, dative, locative, instrumental, second person, plural, you. Wow. Look at all of those personal pronouns in that verse. You know, this verse lives up to the chapter. I mean, it just couldn't get any perfect than this verse for the chapter on personal pronouns. How many personal pronouns? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 personal pronouns all in this one verse. Literally, it says, I in the Father of me, and you in me, and I in you. Smoothed out, I in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. That speaks of the unity of Christ with the Father, and our abiding in Christ. What a blessing that is. I hope you have enjoyed translating these verses, and I pray that you would continue with us, stick with us, because it just gets better from here on out. So translate the verses in the next chapter and come back for the next lesson.